This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Marika Swan is a Tlayacuat woman who was born out in the wilds of the West Coast. Marika says she believes in a deeply profound relationship with the land she comes from and a responsibility to its survival, health, and freedom. Marika is an artist who has also worked with Redwire Native Youth Media Society for the past 5 years.
We're joined on the phone by Marika Swan. Welcome to People First Radio, Marika.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You've been working with Redwire Native Youth Media Society for about 5 years now, and you write online that your work there has shown you the importance of healing through expression. Tell us more about that.
Well, I was first drawn to Redwire magazine. I found it another workplace I was at, and I picked it up, and I was just totally drawn in by these beautiful, raw stories and just like these outpourings of emotion from all these different young Native people across Turtle Island, and it just totally captured my attention. And I contributed a small story, and I just felt totally blown away by how valued it made me feel. And then when I was approached to work there, I was only 22, and I was, you know, quite young. I'm still young, but I was even younger then, and took the opportunity because I knew I couldn't say no to it, and it has just shown me all these and taken me all these incredible places, allowing me to listen to all these stories of all these young people. So I guess the healing part would be, I mean, I guess it's different for everyone, but we often think of our work as a talking circle where each person in that circle has a valuable perspective to be contributed. You know, people step into that talking circle to share, you know, whatever it is that they have to offer or whatever it is that they've been through.
You write about creating space for young people to explore their creativity and, in your words, so that when we seek justice, our voices are strong. How does creativity relate to concepts and the actual function of seeking justice?
Well, I think, you know, in particular for Indigenous people, that I don't think the English language is like very adequate in explaining like our unique perspectives and experiences. And, you know, with the loss of our language, I think, you know, we also lost a lot of our ways of communicating the things that we're experiencing and how we, our relationships with the world. And I'm really glad to see that, you know, people are reclaiming their languages in a variety of different ways and learning those words that have such different meanings than their English counterparts. And I think with things like poetry and writing, creative writing and artwork and painting, you're able to express those things that aren't always as easily explained through, you know, plain language. So I think in that way we're given space to kind of explore our ideas and feelings and arrive at different conclusions.
Your work includes photography, prints, video, and I think other media. And you speak publicly through typical media like radio, and I think that there's been videos of your speeches online. What are your core messages?
I think one of the main things that I've really tried to communicate through Redwire is just, you know, how much we value our young people. And sometimes they don't always feel like their voices or perspectives are valued in mainstream society. And just wanting to encourage them and to step forward and share what they have and what they have to offer, you know, whatever it is that they're creating or thinking or doodles they're making in their bedrooms, you know, those are valuable to us. And they're not just invaluable to us, they're valuable to everybody else too. Every person was brought, you know, I believe every person was brought into this world to share something. They have an important part to play, and sometimes you need encouragement to step forward and begin exploring that. You know, there's so many people that never would have thought contributing to Redwire, even though they're incredible artists, just because they were never asked to or never felt like what they were doing was good enough. Just the value, the amazing resource of our young people and their amazing creativity.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.
Marika Swan comes from the Clayoquot Nation on the west coast of Vancouver Island. Clayoquot territory is nestled between the mountains and the open ocean, a watershed in a lush temperate rainforest with a diverse community of life. Marika observes that the stories passed down through generations explain her nation's role in maintaining the fine balance between all living things. Marika Swan has also observed the importance of healing through expression.
Marika, your personal website's welcome page presents the following story, and I'd just like to read it out. An old Cherokee chief to his grandson. A fight is going on inside me. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, self-doubt, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person, too. The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old chief simply replied, "The one you feed." Tell us more about that story, Marika, and what it means to you.
Well, thank you for sharing it. What an incredible Cherokee story. I just feel, you know, like these are not easy times. These are not easy times on the earth. They're not easy times, you know, on a variety of different levels. We're facing a lot of really scary realities. And I think our main, you know, when they talk about the positive qualities in there, like our main weapons against those things are that compassion, you know, are all these qualities. And it can be easy to fall into patterns of, you know, fear and things like that. And I just love that story. It's such a great reminder about, you know, what is important and what is important to focus on. There's another teaching that someone shared with me. It's something around the long lines of where your attention goes, it grows. And just being so conscious of our patterns of thinking and dealing with these, you know, real challenges that are, you know, our people and all of our communities mixed and everywhere, you know, need to rise up and face.
What are some of the key challenges facing Native youth today?
Wow. I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, we come from such a, you know, even Canada or the States is such a huge, massive piece of land with such diverse communities and Native cultures throughout. But I would say here out on the West Coast, I mean, we've got such beautiful land and resources, and we're just getting hounded on a variety of different levels and a variety of different angles to, you know, get into industrial and resource extraction and things like that. So it's just such a battle to, you know, come up with a reasonable way that we can live in better balance and better harmony with our environment and not, you know, continue extracting and spoiling that balance.
What strengths have you seen emerging among, I guess, primarily Aboriginal and Native youth or the Aboriginal communities in general? What strengths are emerging at this point in time?
I would say, you know, I definitely believe that our artists and our artwork are at the forefront of creating and breaking huge boundaries between, you know, different perspectives and just like bringing our people together, a united front on a variety of issues. I think that art and music and all of these creative forms, you know, the resurgence of our traditional forms, like, that is often like the source and the central part of our medicine and our ceremonies and our ways of expressing like our intangible values. So, you know, as we're getting, you know, I'm so lucky that, you know, my parents' generation fought so hard for us to be able to practice our culture and to feel supported in practicing and learning about our language and our history and our indigenous values as people. So I just feel so inspired when I see the incredible artwork and music and that's coming out of, our people.
Marika, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add.
I don't know. I guess like a lot of the work we've done with Redwire has just like been around freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And I guess I would just encourage people, you know, to, and I'm doing the same, to just keep being curious about each other and being willing to listen to hard things with open ears and open hearts and understand what comes behind some of the stuff that might initially put us off, and to just keep being open and curious with each other. I think that's going to be an important part of a next step for us.
Thanks very much, Marika, for taking the time to join us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Marika Swan is a Clayoquot artist, writer, and photographer who works with Native youth on Canada's West Coasts. You can find her online at marikaswan.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.